Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
On a clear day in San Francisco, wait a minute, they don't have a lot of those. On a cloudy day in San Francisco, you're likely to see fog shrouding the coastline. In fact, fog plays a big role in the Bay Area's ecosystem, but climate change is messing with weather patterns, and scientists are wondering about the future of fog. KQED's Dana Cronin reports.
It's a foggy day in Monterey. At least, I thought it was.
The fog literally has to be at ground level, so I would call this low cloud. Okay. Which might become fog.
This is fog expert Dan Fernandez. He's a professor at Cal State Monterey Bay. Fernandez has been studying fog for more than a decade. More than studying it, in fact. He's been collecting it.
So this is one of 10 of the larger fog collectors that I and a class of mine deployed here back in spring 2018.
We're standing next to a fog collector on the Monterey Bay campus. It's basically a big 4x10 piece of mesh reaching into the sky with a trough underneath.
Fog hits here on all of them, drips down, runs down this trough, and you can see birds visit it too, even though I have bird spikes there. The water runs into the rain gauge. It goes through the rain gauge, so it's recorded here, and I have a data logger in there that records all the volume of water going through.
Because it's apparently not a foggy day today, there's no water in the buckets. But when it's super foggy, Fernandez says he's collected as much as 9 gallons in one day. He hasn't had them set up long enough to figure out whether there's been more or less fog over time. And he says that question, how climate change is impacting fog, isn't that simple. There's no general consensus in the science community about what will happen to fog in the future. But Fernandez says they have an idea.
You know, on the whole, I think that we're going to probably be seeing less fog in general, and that we are currently seeing less than we may have seen a generation ago.
And if that's true, there would be consequences here in Northern California, because as it turns out, we rely on fog in all kinds of ways, both big and small.
It is a very foggy day on the farm here. Wow.
No, for real this time. I'm at Shinta Kawahara Company Farm in Watsonville, just north of Monterey and about a half mile from the ocean. I'm meeting up with farm owner Rod Coda.
We're in the Monterey Bay. On a nice day, I could see Pacific Grove and all the way to Santa Cruz, but not today. We got fog. It's nice. Perfect.
Coda grows strawberries. Today, his crew is preparing for planting, using a tractor to lay down plastic to protect the strawberries. He says the fog is actually helping this process.
It comes out really nice because it's a little soft, the dirt's a little softer.
And it helps in other ways, too. Coda says in other parts of California where strawberries are grown, it's warmer and the berries ripen more quickly. One heat wave and the berries have to be picked immediately. Whereas, thanks to the fog, Coda has more flexibility.
Here along the coast, with the fog, the temperatures are cooler, which the berries ripen slower and get more sugar content.
So you're saying they're better. Strawberries on along the coast with the fog influence are a little tastier.
Exactly.
In addition to temperature, strawberries also rely on the moisture from fog, says environmental professor Sarah Boguskis of San Francisco State University.
We learned that strawberry crops have greater water use efficiency during fog events compared to non-foggy periods.
That basically means that strawberries don't need as much water when it's foggy. Boguskis's team also found that the strawberry plants use sunlight more efficiently when it's foggy.
Even though the total amount of light that's used by plants was lower, but the photons are scattered, and so more of the leaves are engaged in photosynthesis in the plant.
So basically, when it's foggy, strawberry plants are more productive and need less water. Coda has noticed that on his farm. He says he usually gets higher yields during foggy months. So in a future with less fog, he might have to compensate. And beyond that, scientists say, without fog, the whole ecosystem would change. So much of California's coastline relies on it. Redwood trees, for example, need its moisture. It may even protect us to some extent from wildfires.
So when one element of an ecosystem is impacted, how does that affect others?
We may someday find out. For Here and Now, I'm Dana Cronin.